Good morning. This first reading today is page 1036 to 1037 in the New International Version, and I'm going to read Luke 7, verses 36 to 50. Jesus anointed by a sinful woman. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said unto himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my hair with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not pour oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who ever forgives sin?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the word of the Lord.
As we invite Andy up, we're just a quick prayer. Sovereign Father, we thank you for all the words you've given to Andy, and we are just waiting in anticipation of what Andy's got to say to us today. Open our hearts, minds, bodies and souls to all your words that he speaks today. In Jesus' glorious name, amen.
Amen. Well, I hope your anticipation is fulfilled. That's all I can say. Thank you, Tim. The question for you and I this morning from our reading is this. Do you see this woman? Do you have a picture in your mind of this whole scene? But before we go into Simon's house, we need to consider verses 33 to 34. That Luke has recorded for us when Jesus says to some Pharisees and some experts, so-called, in God's law, when he says, "For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and you say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Oh, he's a friend of sinners, yes, indeed. Because Jesus is for sure the best friend a sinner can have. And Luke shows us what this means. As we enter into Simon's house, and as we come in, it is for me like a scene from a silent movie. For it appears there's no dialogue taking place. No words are being spoken. And we have no subtitles to help us. And then, action! a woman comes in. The question now is, do you see this woman and what she does? And she goes straight to the feet of Jesus in worship, in a humble, sacrificial, wordless act of love and worship. And her worship is full of gratitude. And most importantly, it came from the heart. And Jesus uses her as an example to Simon, a very proud religious leader, and as an example for you and I to see. We don't know why Simon invited Jesus to his house for dinner, but we learn very quickly that Simon did not believe in Jesus, nor did he love Jesus or desire him as a friend, because, well, he did not extend to Jesus the normal common courtesy of welcome to my home. That was normal way back then. Any guest invited for dinner would have had their dirty, dusty feet washed with water. But not for Jesus. Not bothered. No wet feet for Jesus. No towel is needed. No friendly welcoming kiss on the cheek for Jesus. Not bothered. No oil for Jesus' head. Not bothered. Simon has carefully avoided every custom that would have made Jesus feel welcome. And then, in total contrast, an uninvited woman comes into the room to look for Jesus. What bravery she shows. She knows that he is a friend of sinners, and she knows she is a big time sinner, but she has come to the big time sin forgiver. Her desire is to find him, and when her eyes see him, everyone else in the room disappears into the flood of tears that come out of her. And it doesn't matter what these so-called respectable religious people think of her. Her silent, wordless worship, trusting she will be forgiven, comes pouring out from her heart. She is a self-forgetting mess, crying unashamedly. And as she pours out the expensive perfume onto the dirty feet of Jesus, her regrets, her shame, her repentance, and her thankfulness are pouring out as well. Pouring out for all to see her public display of love that she's showing Jesus for the forgiveness that only he can give. That question, do you see this woman, now has another question to be asked. Do you see yourself? Now Luke's focus turns to Simon. Simon sees this woman and he does nothing except judges her. Correctly, as a big time sinner. And then he judges Jesus. Incorrectly. When he says to himself, in here, in verse 39, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him, and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Well, of course she is. Who isn't? But Jesus knows the heart of this woman, and he also knows the heart of Simon. And then Jesus answers Simon's thoughts in a prophetic way by saying to him, verse 40, Simon, I have something to tell you. Now we have some dialogue and words are being spoken. And it is Jesus who initiates the conversation based on Simon's thoughts. And Simon? Well, he might learn something about himself. Simon, says Jesus, I have something to tell you. Jesus could very well be saying right now, St. Andrew's Church, I have something to tell you. But at least Simon says, yes, teacher, tell me. And then Jesus seeks to reveal to Simon his and the woman's true position through using a story. When he says, there were two men who owed a money lender some money. One owed 500 denarii. It's around 2 years' wages. The other man owed 50. I always thought I was an Australian, but I'm not sure anymore. I've got to be English, haven't I? It worked this morning, okay. 50 denarii, about 2 months' wages back then. But neither of them could repay their debt. And amazingly, the moneylender cancelled both debts. Both would be jumping up and down with joy. Both would love the moneylender. But Jesus asked Simon, which one would love the moneylender more? Well, it's obvious what the answer is. But Simon, to me, seems a little reluctant to give an answer wholeheartedly. He begins with, I suppose. Well, it's obvious what the answer is. But Simon, to me, seems a little reluctant. And he says, I suppose. Which gives Simon some wriggle room. I think he's not sure where Jesus is taking him via the story and his questions. Eventually, Simon does answer by saying, I suppose it will be the one who was forgiven more. Then Jesus encourages him by saying in verse 43, you have judged correctly. And I believe that Jesus is taking Simon, and we need to see this ourselves, to have a better understanding of how to judge sin correctly. In the story Jesus told, the big time sinner, I had to do that, didn't I? That's what the 500 denarii represents. Then there was the little time sinner, which is what the 50 denarii represents. So the one who owed 500 denarii will have and will show the greater gratitude. But what is important is that neither of them could repay their debt. You know what it's like when you hurt someone with words or actions or both, and you are hopefully aware and upset about it. Isn't it good to receive their forgiveness? Because some of us hurt others big time, and some of us hurt others small time. And we all need forgiveness. And so it is with our sin against God. Our sins, or our trespasses, really means our debt. But just like the two men in the story in Luke 7, we can never repay the debt that our sin against God deserves, despite all our so-called good deeds and our promises. And what is truly fascinating is God knows that. God knows that. And yet, forgiveness is available for everyone. God forgives, but it's not free, because forgiveness costs. God chooses to have mercy on us, just like the money lender. But it costs the life of his Son, our Saviour, as he died on the cross, so that we can have our sins, our debt, crossed out. Our debt had to be paid. And Jesus paid our debt so that we would not have to. We know that. And here in Simon's house, there are two types of sinner. The big time sinner, which is what this represents. And the big time sinner, which we know, is the woman. And she knows that. The small-time sinner, which this represents, is Simon. But he does not see that. So another question needs to be asked. What is Simon like? Well, we've got an idea of that already. But in addition, he doesn't seem to think he has any debt to God. He probably believes he's in credit with God because of his status as a Pharisee, his respectability, and his self-righteousness. And while he thinks that way, he can't have any love for Jesus. He doesn't need him. And so, we must ask ourselves, are we like this woman, or have we drifted into being more like Simon, like a boat, not moored properly? And we haven't noticed this drift. Do we see our little sins as being, well, too small? Too small to be concerned about when we compare ourselves to other people? Do we view our small sins as not really worth having a one-to-one with Jesus about them? I mean, our small sins don't touch our hearts like the woman was touched. And if I... Hang on. Oh, hang on. Here we go. If I don't see them, I can ignore them. But they keep rolling along with us each day. And we become a cozy, coasting Christian. Just cruising and drifting along. And as we return to Simon's house, Jesus in verse 44 says to Simon, "Do you see this woman?" Well, obviously he's seen her. And so has everybody else in that room, seen this woman and what she is doing. She was not performing the social niceties that Simon had refused to do for Jesus. Simon and the other guests and us today need to see her actions as acts of repentance and worship as she came to Jesus knowing he could forgive her big-time collection of sins. And she was not turned away, but turned to, as Jesus faced her, as she was showing her love and thankfulness in her actions. And in verse 48, she and everyone else heard the words of assurance she had been wanting to hear when Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." And the truly encouraging part is that forgiveness of sins, our debt to God, it's the same today. And in verse 50, Jesus makes it crystal clear what has brought about her forgiveness when he says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." In other words, for me, your faith in me has saved you. Go into peace with God. The original question, "Do you see this woman?" still remains for us today. And if we do see this woman more clearly, then we will see ourselves more clearly and respond with a love of our own on a daily basis, thanking Jesus for the cross, and acknowledge more clearly from our hearts our dependence on what Jesus has done for us each and every day. I'm going to close with a prayer from Richard of Chichester. A simple but lovely prayer. "Day by day, O Lord, these things I pray, to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen.